Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
What is up, everybody? I'm Will Sova, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. Tell me if you've heard this one before. The Tom Brady and the Bucs are making history with this run to Super Bowl 55. The 43-year-old signal caller will break his own record as the oldest quarterback to start a Super Bowl game, while the Bucs are going to be the first team to ever play a Super Bowl in their home stadium. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid, of course, is no stranger to facing TB12 in the big game. Remember back when he was with the Eagles and led that franchise to a Super Bowl 39 berth against Brady. Reid marveling at the stellar play of this seemingly ageless QB.
You can see where Tom's leadership on the offensive side is showing. He's playing at an extremely high level, and for somebody his age, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's unbelievable for a 25-year-old to be doing what he's doing, let alone a 43-year-old.
As for the Chiefs, including the playoffs, Travis Kelce and his 1,643 receiving yards this season are the most by a tight end all time. Tampa Bay head coach Bruce Arians, bashful, admitting Kelce presents a mismatch to opposing defenses.
Yeah, it's really hard. Yeah, I mean, he reminds me a lot of Tony Gonzalez back when he was unbelievable, just trying to stop him.
Thanks,
because he's got wide receiver skills, and he runs like a wide receiver. He runs routes like a wide out. He beats corners. So it's a hard, hard challenge. But, Tyler will come up with some schemes. But, again, we got to get after the quarterback, and we can't let him run around and make those crazy plays that he and Kelce do so well.
As for the guys up front providing protection for quarterback Patrick Mahomes, Chiefs head coach Andy Reid also confirming that starting left tackle Eric Fisher suffered a torn Achilles tendon in the AFC Championship game and will miss the Super Bowl. Reid also said he's not optimistic right tackle Mitchell Schwartz will play. He's been out since week 6, battling a back injury. As for the AFC runner-up, the Bills, who reached the franchise's first conference title game since the 1993 season, quarterback Josh Allen knows they fell short of their ultimate goal.
We're not satisfied, obviously, and I feel like I'm learning this lesson now, but unless you win the whole thing, you're not satisfied with how it ended. You know, there's always things you could have done better, and, hindsight is 20/20, and that's what sucks about it, but again, we'll learn from it, we'll grow from it, and we'll be better from it.
Yes, they will. More from the Bills is wide receiver Cole Beasley revealing that he played the entire playoff run on a broken leg. That's right, a broken leg. The guy is a gamer. Beasley confirming he broke his fibula at the end of the regular season, but still managed 14 receptions and 145 yards in 3 postseason games. Turning to coaching news from around the league, and there's a lot of it. The Chargers hiring Saints assistant Joe Lombardi as their new offensive coordinator. He's a 15-year NFL coaching vet after spending the last 5 seasons as the quarterback's coach in New Orleans. He has coached 4 players to be selected to 12 Pro Bowls. The Steelers promoting Matt Canada to be their new offensive coordinator. He replaces Randy Fichtner, who did not have his contract renewed at the end of the 2020 season. Under Canada's tutelage, Ben Roethlisberger threw for a little over 3,800 yards with 33 touchdowns and just 10 interceptions. And NFL Network's Tom Pelissero reporting Deuce Staley is parting ways with the Eagles to join Dan Campbell's Lions coaching staff as assistant head coach / running backs coach. Oh, and be sure to catch Good Morning Football as Kay and the guys will be joined by Hall of Fame running back, the legendary Barry Sanders. Yes! He'll give his take on the Lions coaching changes and also break down some of his angriest runs during his career. You do not want to miss that one. That's from 7 to 10 Eastern. My time is up, people. I'm Will Sullivan. Those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.